KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Every television showrunner I know has at one point had a run-in with an actor, which ended up with the actor saying, "Hey, it's my face out there." Usually it's over a specific line or turn of phrase. Sometimes it's about something larger, an action or an attitude that the writer wanted the character to express. And in these cases, the thing to do is to balance the needs of the story in the moment and toss out whatever ego part is driving the dispute. And unless there's a really compelling reason why the line has to be that line, "Hey, it's my face out there" is a pretty rational argument for an actor when you think about it. I mean, the face on the screen mostly gets the credit if the audience likes what it sees, but it also mostly gets the blame too. The face on the screen gets the most money for the same reason. It's a highly efficient way to communicate to the viewers that they'll probably enjoy this show or movie. It has that face in it that they like, looking out at them from the ads and the trailers, waving in the breeze like some kind of victory flag. I mean, the face is the chief asset, which is why it's so weird sometimes when actors play around with their faces with too many eye lifts and too many injections. And so when an actor is perhaps too stubbornly reluctant to say a line or perform an action, it's understandable. I mean, it's annoying, but it's understandable. But if you accept the fact that the face is an asset, and so is the body too in this respect, and you accept that in a complicated digital world of essentially unlimited bandwidth and store width and massive computing power, the face and the body can be captured pretty completely in a series of digital images and stored away somewhere, well, it's easy to see that the phrase, "It's my face out there," is going to have some additional meanings in the not-too-distant future. I mean, it's my face, so don't put it on that body. Or do put it on that body if you're trying to convince audiences that you've got a younger and better body. It's my face, so don't make me appear in this or that scene or in this or that movie. Or it's my face, so don't make me say that. If you accept that in the near future, which these days is the same thing as saying tomorrow. No, actually, these days, the phrase "the near future" means something that someone is already doing somewhere. Older actors who want to appear younger and younger actors who want to appear more often, and maybe even dead actors who have financially ambitious estates, will wrangle and argue and refuse and complain, and because this is Hollywood, ultimately make a deal about who owns the data set that is a compilation of a performer's looks and moves and audio signature. "Hey, it's my data set out there," is what we should be ready to hear. And of course, in the early days, it will look terrible. I mean, I can't count the number of times friends of mine working on motion capture projects where a live actor is hooked up with wires and nodules and sticky things to capture his or her motions, which are then animated. And they've all said, "Oh, it's so much better now, so much smoother and more real, so much more amazing than the last versions of motion capture. It's really gotten better." And of course, it hadn't. It still looked weird and jerky and hard to get used to. So the early days of fully digitized performances will look the same way, except we're all getting used to actors who already look a little weird and not quite real. We're all getting used to two lifted eye lifts and two plumped up lip plumps. In a way, Hollywood is preparing us to accept a distorted and odd-looking human face with all of that plastic surgery. But hey, their face out there. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will call Wrap for KCRW. This is Rob Long.